First, Let's Draw was a program that aired on WHA Radio from 1936 to 1970, educating school children on how to draw over the air. Let's take a listen to some tips when it comes to drawing.
Here are a few tricks that make it ever so much more fun. Now, first, don't lean over your desk as if you were doing the hardest, most awful work in the world. Let's all sit up straight and smile while we're drawing. And then don't make your hand and fingers do all the drawing either. Draw in such a way that your entire arm can swing when you make a stroke. And of course, here's tip number three. We don't use rulers at all.
An art teacher joins us now for some drawing advice. Not sure if smiling is required. You could join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. If you've been trying to start a new creative hobby lately, what got you going? Is it any good? Do you care if it's good or not? You probably shouldn't. Call 800-642-1234. Chad Spurzel-Wuchterl is a visual art instructor and fine art department chair at Ronald Reagan College Preparatory High School in Milwaukee. By the way, he's the 2020 Wisconsin High School Teacher of the Year. Chad, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, can you remember what it was like for you back when you were first learning to draw or paint?
Yes, I can. I remember, well, the thing is, I always came from a creative family, so they always encouraged me to draw and paint or just be creative in general. My father was an architect, so it was very natural in our home for the siblings to be all running around creating and drawing. But when it came to school, I also remember the fundamentals. First you're really excited to create and really excited to draw. But learning those key components was something that ended up changing your style and learning the technique. And going through elementary through middle school, it was always an exciting time when that art cart would come in the room and the time would pass so quickly. So,
and that's through middle school. Now, at some point in a lot of our lives, my life included, we kind of fall out of love with drawing. We get, I don't know, self-conscious about it, and we give it up. What happens there, Chad, to many of us?
That's something I've always been interested in, and why does that happen? At some point in time of our life, many of us quit, right? We stop. We put high demands on ourselves, and we give up, and we start judging ourselves extremely harsh. And that stops us from continuing to create, continuing to draw. We think we should be these Picassos, these Michelangelos by the time we are in middle school, right? And if that doesn't happen, we stop. And we also see this with, not also see it, maybe that's the wrong way to say it, but if you think about like a basketball player and we watch them on TV, right? And they're doing a wonderful job. But what we don't see are the hundreds and hundreds of hours of practice it took to get there. And being creative and drawing is the same way. And one of the biggest tricks is to stay inspired. It does have that joy that comes with it, right? And when it comes to the quitting, especially the older we get, I believe that many of us have to relearn how to play. We have to relearn how to create without inhibition. You give a kid some pillows and a blanket, and what does he have? He's got a fort, right? And he'll play with that fort for hours on end. But we give a pillow and a blanket to an adult, and it's nap time, right? So, I mean, we have to learn how to play and create. And play equals experimentation. And experimentation leads to sustained creation, drawing, experimenting, allow your work to be expressionistic at times, and allowing yourself just to be free to sometimes fail forward to learn from your mistakes, and allowing that to happen and understanding this, that it's okay to not always be perfect, and allow, and maybe even making yourself make work that's not perfect. But yes, that is a hard thing to get over, that failure or that fear of doing something wrong when it comes to an artistic process.
Chad Spurzel Wuchterl is with us. He teaches art and is the Fine Art Department Chair at Ronald Reagan College Preparatory High School. He is getting us inspired to try drawing, even if it's been a long time, even if we're not, like me, particularly good at it. So, Chad, sit us down. What is a good way to get started, not go out and get a lot of equipment and gear, but just to sit down and get ourselves drawing?
I would say that, so many of us, especially right now, we don't have all the tools. We want to start creating. We want to start making. And everybody thinks we have to have specific tools to do it. And sure, we can. That can come down the road. You can get the beautiful artist pencils. You can get the most beautiful canvas. But so many people have started to create work. And I think we've all experienced the staring at the blank canvas for like 1,000 hours, right? What are we going to put on here? And the biggest thing we need to do is just grab some things you have around the house. If you've got some paper on the house, it doesn't even have to be drawing paper. It can be the paper from a grocery bag. It can be cardboard. Try different materials. You don't always have to have a pencil, right? You can make a mark with other materials from the house. I've had students even use makeup to create work. I've used oil sticks from Farm and Fleet for like cattle marking and everything. Anything can make a mark. Old house paint can be a start if you don't have many materials. But to get inspired would be just go out there and draw. You know, imagination is always the strongest when you begin creating a work. You're always really excited in the beginning. And as the work continues, craftsmanship and technique start to set in. So to be inspired, just go out there and look and observe. All of us at one point in time, when we didn't have inhibitions, we were drawn towards something. We love something. We all love art. I mean, how do we think? We think in pictures, right? The first language was images. So rely on natural instinct. Rely on what inspires you. The things you look outside and you can say to yourself, hey, that's pretty cool. You know, look at that. What makes it cool? What is about it? To also be inspired would be to, you don't have to always draw the perfect human being. So many of my students, especially in high school, judge each other on how well they can draw a human person. And if they can draw a human figure perfect, well, they're a beautiful artist, right? So you don't have to do that. You can look at the small details in the sidewalk. You can look at some of the most beautiful things that I love are like the patina of an aging sculpture. Look at these different things that you just find interesting and maybe highlight that in the drawing. Maybe just draw that component. You can do everything from practicing to observe. Just being observant is a huge component of learning how to draw. Seeing differently.
What does it bring to our lives if we draw? Even if we're someone like me and I know I'll never be particularly good at it, there's still something there for me, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the biggest thing that I mean, if I'm not creating for a while, I get itchy. I've got to go draw. I got to make something. That sense of creation, that sense of making things, and this comes in all creative forms, from anything like baking, from cooking to sculpting, to any process-making orientated type project. We have this feeling of accomplishment. And what can you get out of it? For one, people learn. We all learn differently. And we begin to learn how things work. It's that design cycle. We can take things apart. We can see how we put them back together. We can become interested in color and the way color works on a certain surface, the way light hits a certain surface. And that ends up bringing us back to the work. It ends up filling a gap, it ends up making you just fall in love with your surroundings and your culture even.
Let's bring on a caller before we let you go. Cyril is with us, sure, in Madison. Cyril, hi.
Hello there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you want to tell us about, Cyril?
Well, listening to your guest got me thinking about when I was in high school. I used to do a lot of doodling on the margins of my notebook paper during class and even after class. I was into airplanes at the time, so in the margins of my notebook, I would be drawing at least the nose and the cockpit of especially B-17 bombers. And on a larger section, I might draw ships of different kinds. Something to do before class started or between classes. It was enjoyable. And
Cyril, thank you so much. Chad, how about some specialized doodling there? How can we maybe capture our inner doodler and turn it into a little more drawing, not just in the margins anymore?
The doodling itself, everything from a small airplane to just a scribble. You can start to embrace that feeling, but try to challenge yourself with, you know, thicker lines, heavier lines, working with organic shapes, working with geometric shapes, trying to have rhythm, playing with space, playing with balance, you know, trying to make one of the first things a lot of people do is they draw dead center, they make a symmetrical work. Try doing something asymmetrical where it goes off to the sides. It flows the composition. Use your entire page. Try to expand and push things. Keep pushing it out further. And play with texture. Play with the perspective to give it depth. And that can all happen with your doodles. I mean, there's a practice called the Zen line formation where you can listen to music and let other art forms influence how you work and how you create. But just try to expand, try to push it in a different direction is always something fun to experiment with. And it comes back to experimentation.
Chad, thanks so much for the inspiration today.
No problem.
Chad Sprezel-Wuchterell is a visual art instructor and fine art department chair at Ronald Reagan College Preparatory High School. He's the 2020 Wisconsin High School Teacher of the Year, and he joined us to talk about how to draw, no matter how old we are or how bad at it we are.